Proclamation number 8779, dated the March 14th, 1964. Concept of time and space. Bliss. You will glorify my name for all eternity. You will give thanks and sing your praises to the one who created you and who will make you profusely happy. You will recognize your God and Creator as your Father, who is connected to you in profound love, who created you out of His love, because He was filled by immeasurable strength and because He found His bliss by making use of this strength. You will love me with all your heart, for you will have to reciprocate my love once you have developed into love again as you were in the beginning. But infinitely long periods of time will still pass by until everything created will have changed into love once more, until all created beings will grant me the love again which they initially felt for me. Yet time does not exist in eternity, and the concept of time is only applicable to you humans who still live on Earth in a state of imperfection. And earthly life, too, is but an instant compared to the infinitely long time before your life on Earth as a human being, and if you only enter the spiritual kingdom with just a glimmer of realization, with just a slight degree of light and love, then this previous time will already appear to you like a short process of development towards your ascent. Yet what lies ahead of you will never end. And thus every concept of space will also be excluded in the state where the light from me can already permeate you in the spiritual kingdom. Then you will be able to stay wherever you move to in your thoughts. No distance will exist for you, no inaccessible goals. Only your degree of maturity will determine the spheres of your stay, and you will not want to enter into any other spheres of your own accord either, because you will know yourselves that any sphere will correspond to your degree of light and love. But your love for me will flare up brightly within you, and the soul will long for me with ever more yearning, and I will grant it fulfillment. I will let my love flow ever stronger and constantly intensify its bliss. Were you humans on Earth aware of this state of bliss, truly, you would do whatever it takes in order to attain it, yet you can only be informed of it. The evidence of it, however, cannot be given to you, for this beatitude is so inconceivably immense that it can only become the fate of those who voluntarily strive towards this degree of maturity, which is the condition for the receipt of beatitude which I have prepared for my living creations. However, people need only behold the wonders of creation which, admittedly, no longer appear unusual to them because they have become accustomed to seeing them, but they nevertheless testify to a Creator who uses His strength with love and wisdom in order to also give pleasure to people on Earth already. And such a Creator still has countless possibilities in order to grant His living creations evidence of His love. Yet He requires people to take the path to Him, to let their frame of mind be dominated by Him. I require people to live in and with me, but in order to then also prepare a fate for them which they cannot even imagine on earth. I only want to receive your love, but then I will also consider my children with my love and create beatitudes which no human being can possibly dream of, which no eye has ever seen and no ear has ever heard of. And I thus often step into a human being's life so that he can recognize me as a God of love, and he would only have to respond to my love in order to approach this blissful fate. And one day he will not be able to understand why he denied me his love for so long. One day it will be incomprehensible to him that he kept himself far away from me for such long periods of time, and then he will only be concerned with helping people to gain realization faster, since he will be allowed to look after them when he is in the spiritual kingdom. Being inconceivably happy himself in his love, he will also want to help those attain happiness who have not yet reached the degree in order to be given my gifts of love directly. And this is why constant redemption work is being carried out from the spiritual kingdom. For every redeemed soul takes part in it as soon as it is enlightened itself and can also observe all events on earth. The ever-increasing decline of spirituality as well as the flashes of rays of light in this dark world. And every redeemed soul will then already be able to emanate light itself and penetrate the darkness for the salvation of people who are of good will. And the redemption of every soul will cause great rejoicing in the spiritual kingdom. Their love for me will increase and my children will praise and extol me without end. For their every feeling is a prayer of gratitude and ardent love for me. Love, however, is bliss and can intensify without end. I myself as eternal love will always be the yearning and the goal of all illuminated spiritual beings which constantly receive my emanation of love and are continuously active, because love is also strength which can never remain inactive. And you humans should know about God's infinite love, so that you, too, may receive it as soon as your own degree of love allows for a constant illumination in which you will be and remain immeasurably happy. Amen.